Veronique Piatera, animator at the Sherbrooke Museum of Nature and Science, is here at CJMQ 88.9 today, and she's talking about what is coming up in the month of February, a series of four hands-on workshops highlighting scientific discovery. We're very happy that you could come in today and tell us about this.
Thank you.
First of all, it's going to be for children between 5 and 7 years old. And what will you be talking about?
There are four activities, and it's activities with parents and kids. So it's really to be a special moment with your kid and to learn and have fun. Well, the first one will be on human body. The second one, it's going to be on archaeology. February 15, it's going to be about mathematical. And the last one will be on optical.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty interesting. So now the first one, that starts on February 1st, and that will be about the human body, you said. So what exactly will you do in that particular workshop?
We will use our five senses. We'll talk about the bones and muscles, your heart, your lungs, and it's all going to be activities where you'll move. You'll be in movement because we're talking about 5 to 7 years old kids, so they have to be in movement. It's not like listening for an hour to somebody's
talking. Right, so they're going to participate.
yeah, of course.
Okay.
And it's really important for us. So we'll use, for example, a Doppler to hear your heartbeat.
Oh.
We'll have a race, an oxygen race. So we'll have to give oxygen to your lung, and we'll identify smell like grapefruits or worst, the smell of skunk.
Ooh.
Yes, not really good. And we'll use a special soap to see if it's easy to get rid of germs. And we'll make a slime.
Oh.
Because there's always a part, the last part of the activity, where we'll do something that children can bring home.
Okay.
So for the human body's slime.
Okay. So now for the next one, for February 8th, that's the world of Native Americans. Now, would it be the same children that were involved in the first workshop, or will it be a new group of children, or how does this work?
In fact, you can choose the activity, the workshops you want to see, to participate, and you have to make a reservation, so you can do the four activities, or you can choose the one that you really want to see, and it's free for the member of the museum, it's the regular pricing for the other children that want to do the activities, and
okay.
That include after the visit of the exhibitions.
Okay. So let's say they decide to go on to the world of Native Americans. What will they find in that workshop?
Well, they'll see how the Native American moved, clothed, and sheltered himself. They'll use tools like drills that Native American used, and they'll start a fire with rocks.
Oh.
Yeah, and they'll build a bow and try it.
Wow, it sounds very interesting.
Yeah.
Now for February 15th, there will be math.
Yeah, and that's a challenge. So they'll be with a king, the round king, and they'll have to do challenges to find his chest. For example, there'll be activities like the Tower of Hanoi. It's a mathematical puzzle. And it's all the children with their parents. So there's...
So the parents don't drop them off. The parents can actually stay there with them, or can they drop them off? Or
no, we're asking them to stay because
okay.
we want them to interact with their children.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important that it's a particular time for them. For an hour, they are with their children, and
right.
they'll do the activities together.
Okay. Now, the last one on February 22nd is physical optics.
Yeah, so we'll talk about optical illusions. We'll look at some rocks, special rocks, with a UV light, and see how they glow in the dark.
All of these workshops will be offered in French, right?
Yeah, for the moment it's only in French. If there's a demand and to do it in English, why not? That could be possible too. Mm-hmm. But for the moment it's only in French.
Is this the first time that you've done or offered this kind of thing?
Yeah, it's the first time. We have a lot of workshop for a school group. But for the 5 to 7 is the first time, and with their parents. So it's a group of 15 children with their parents. So it's a group of 30, and we'll try this. And there's already reservations, so I think there's a demand for that. And in spring we're gonna do activities for the 2 and 3 years old. So that's
for 2 and 3 year olds. Oh my, okay.
Yeah, so that's gonna be another challenge.
Yes. So now you mentioned that this is free to museum members, and it's subject to regular museum prices for non-members. So if a person wants to become a museum member, how much would it cost?
For family, so it's 2 adults and 2 children, it's 70 for a year. For children under 3 years old, it's free. And for children 5 to 17, it's $15 for a year. So it starts when you become a member for a whole year, and you have different... the membership allows you to go in other museums. There's a list.
So it's like a partnership with other museums?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you have you can come every day if you want to the museum, mm-hmm. for example, for the spring break. Mm-hmm. So you can, there's activity every day. So there's scientific conferences, so you can participate at those conferences too. So there's outings too, so for example to explore the amphibians and rocks and minerals. So there's a lot of advantages to become a member.
Okay, so getting back to the workshops that will be starting in February, they are by reservations.
Yeah, because they are small groups, 15 kids. So we're asking for reservations so we can prepare the material too.
Okay. So if we want to make reservations, how do we go about doing that?
You can call at 819-564-3200, the extension 246, and it's Mrs. Marie-Claude Beaulieu, or you can send an email to marieclaudebeaulieu@natureandscience.qc.ca.
Okay, so that's marieclaude.beaulieu@natureandsciences.qc.ca. All right, that's good. Also, you do have a website as well.
Yeah, yeah. It is naturesciences.qc.ca. And you'll have all the information and the contact to make the reservation.
Okay, so that's www.naturesciences.qc.ca. Well, thank you so much for telling us about this, and good luck. I hope you have a great turnout.
Hey, my pleasure.
We've been speaking with Véronique Pietera, animator for the Sherbrooke Museum Nature and Sciences, and that is located at 225 Frontenac here in Sherbrooke.